The Conservative Political Action Conference is one part political carnival,
America,
one part serious policy discussion. And with Russia now invading Ukraine, U.S. policy on that conflict took center stage.
No matter where you stand on this Ukraine-Russia situation, what we should have done beforehand, what we should do now, the one thing I think everyone can agree upon is that the people of Ukraine are inspiring to the world.
For many Republicans, it's also a chance to bash President Joe Biden. Mike Pompeo, the Republican Secretary of State under President Donald Trump, said his old boss would have handled it better.
How did we prevail? It was peace through strength. It was Reagan's model. It was the model that we used for 4 years in the Trump administration. We put America first, and we told people around the world, you cannot tread on us.
The former president's impeachment over charges he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine was not mentioned.
Since 1974, the Conservative Political Action Conference has been home to diehard conservatives, mostly foreign policy hawks. That changed under President Donald Trump, who had a more non-interventionist policy and a notoriously close relationship with Vladimir Putin. That's why a lot of people here say the invasion of Ukraine would not have happened under Trump.
I think that it would have been different because he had a better understanding of how to communicate with Putin and let him understand that we as the United States are the world's leading power and that we would not accept such bad actors.
But you'd prefer to have President Trump dealing with this?
Yes. 100,000%. Because it's leadership.
Trump won't be here to put his own spin on it until late Saturday. But reminders of the 45th president are everywhere here, where, in the minds of many attendees, he is still president. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Orlando, Florida.